So I'm on this new journey, this new task area of scientific exploration. My electricity bill went up to $114 from about $65. And I was like, whoa. I just bought a desktop computer, a printer, which is pretty high powered, and then a portable washer to wash my clothes. And I really didn't think my electricity was going to jump up that high. But it did. And it's, I could pay it, but, you know, I've seen it lower. So I just, I thought, you know, I'm going to spend some time and try to figure out how to get some of these appliances off of the electrical power system and really try to look into maximizing power using charging and possibly USB and battery charging options. So I started to look at possibly going solar. My brother's a solar guy. My dad's an electrician. And I can't just call them up and say, you know, they'll tell me what to do. But, you know, I got to figure this out on my own. So I looked into solar battery charging, solar power chargers, and like a little generator sort of a thing. And that's neat. That's going to cost a couple $100, like a $250 investment. And you can only really use smaller appliances, which would be good. Because it's totally solar powered. But if another theory that I have that I'm going to try out first is, and I have to figure this out for just my own knowledge, can a desktop PC charge and run your devices without increasing your electricity bill? Like, does it have a cutoff point? Like, if a desktop is plugged in all day, and it's working all day. I mean, it would be like a standard electrical cost, I would think. It wouldn't go up or down depending on how many devices you have plugged in. Because it sort of, I think it has regulation. You know, like it can only power so much. So it's something I'm going to test. So instead of plugging my my smartphone in with an individual charger into the electrical system, I'm going to use my desktop. So I'm calling this power maximization or charging maximization, relying on one device rather than five different electrical plugs and seeing if that reduces the cost. I think it will. Probably not significantly, because I really don't charge my phone that often. I'm not one that uses a cell phone every day. But, so that's not going to make a huge impact. It will impact things. And I will be able to see, I don't think I'll be able to see if my electric bill goes down from just that change. But that got me on a path thinking, well, what if I bought a USB adapter and changed my electrical cord types from these other electrical plugs, these little DC converters. You know, I have these aromatherapies I run all the time. And if I'm running those almost, and they're little nightlights, if I run those all day, every day, and then I change that to like a USB and plug it into my computer, or plug it into another device, like a little battery pack. Is that, how much is that going to save me? So that's two other, so that's three devices now off of the power system, right? So that's going to make a difference. It's going to make a difference. And then I thought, well, what about USB rechargeable lights? Are those available? Yeah. $29, I can buy three of them, and they're motion sensored. So now I can eliminate my kitchen light, my bedroom light, and possibly my living room light. So that's, and the only thing I would have to buy are the lights, which is $30 or like $10 each. I have to buy what do you call it? Oh, a USB adapter for the little DC connectors. And then just a charger, like, or a little, or a battery pack, so that I could be mobile with these different things. So it doesn't have to be right directly connected to my desktop in order to have power. So, like, if I bought a battery pack and positioned my aromatherapies in a specific place next to a battery pack, and then use that pack as to, and use my desktop to recharge that pack, I have a central charging station for my lights, my aromatherapies, and my cell phone, and any other USB device that I run, like a Bluetooth to recharge that, a Bluetooth speaker to recharge that. So my alarm clock has a DC adapter, so I can essentially plug in a USB converter and just plug that into my laptop and have that sitting in that location. I mean, I don't use my laptop much anymore. But, you know, that has a battery life on it. It doesn't cost that much to power it up. But, so, like, I can run all these different things off of a battery is the point. And just charge that battery one time, and it lowers the cost. So that's my hope. That's what I'm going to do. And then if I get really good and I see a significant difference, the next thing I'm going to do is buy a solar, a portable solar battery generator or battery charging system where I can see if it'll run my little portable washer or maybe my televisions. And that's going to reduce costs. So the only thing then I would have left on my power, electric power, is my refrigerator, my stove, my heater, and my air conditioner. And those are the major things. And those things shouldn't cost more than, I don't know. I don't know what they cost. That's the thing. I have no idea. So if my heater is running up my electricity bill because something's wrong, I don't know. If my hot water heater is running up my electricity bill because something is wrong, I won't know. I won't have a clue. So now I'll have better, at least a little better understanding of what the lights cost and what the charging of these devices cost. And then, you know, say I decide for 1 month I'm going to not use my air conditioner or I'm going to not use my heater. And then I can compare it and I can go, oh, okay, this costs about that much. So now I know and I have more control over my power usage and the cost of these things, you know. And then I think buying these lights, I know it costs $30 just for three of them. But if I'm paying $30 for three lights over every month for the rest of my life or for the next 2 years, I think it's cheaper to just buy the lights. You know, so I'm thinking about like upfront investment versus long-term payments. It's sort of like my router. I'm renting a router for my internet service when, okay, it's $14 a month. If I paid $100, I could just buy one or less. I could just buy one. So, you know, obviously, if I just bought one, I could save $14 a month over time. But, you know, I just send it out because I need it right now. And I need, you know, I'll deal with it later. So I'm making these little investments because I think this is going to save me money over monthly costs regularly. So, yeah, I think it's going to work. I'm really excited about it, too. So I'll let you know. I have a blog posting on here called Chargeable Electronics. And it's going to be fun. So that's the geeky scientific side of technology, the power side. Like, I know that my major technical question is my electricity going to increase if I use my desktop as a charging station? Does it require and use more power, excuse me, more power for the more devices that are plugged in? I don't have an answer to that question. My theory is that it's just a standard, you know, if it's on 24 hours a day, it's probably just a daily rate. I don't think it fluctuates. But I don't have my power console on my operating system anymore. I don't get to see it, how much power usage. But, you know, it's like it doesn't have a switch, so, you know, it has a power on off system through software, so it doesn't, I mean, we've always understood that there's like a power increase as soon as you turn it on, but then it levels out. And I don't know if there's a power surge when you turn it off. I don't know how it works. I don't have insight into power usage on the CPU level anymore. But I wonder if there's an application for that. You know, I think I'm going to research it and spend some time, because that really helped me. You know, I'd be able to see, okay, I plugged in my smartphone for charging. It increased my power by X number of whatever they measure it in. Because if it's measured, my theory is that it's managed inside the box. And then once it leaves the box with that DC or whatever kind of plug that is, I'm not tech savvy on the naming of plugs and connectors, but whenever it leaves the electrical power system on the PC to the wall, it doesn't like do a con. I don't know. I really don't know. I think the power management system has like the charging area for other devices, and it does not affect the amount of electricity required by the power system that it plugs into. That's my theory. I don't know. Like I said, I'm going to have to research it and see if there's any software out there that can show me my PC power use and fluctuations and kind of compare it on a monthly basis to my bill, making little changes here and there. But I think the lights and the USB charging is definitely going to make a difference. I'm really excited about it. Plus the motion sensors, like I'm turning on and off the lights all the time. And all it really took was one bulb to go out area that I use all the time. I'm short, so I can't just hop up there and change it real fast. Plus, I got to unscrew the fixture and just get a ladder, and I got to go buy a new light bulb. And it's just like, I don't even want to deal with it, you know? And I definitely don't want to call my landlord over to take care of that. But so I don't use it. But so like a motion sensor. And then so the other light that I do use now is all the way behind my coffee maker. So it's really inconvenient to turn it on. And it's just like, oh my God, I hate turning on and off my lights. If I had these motion sensors and something that, I don't know, something better, just looking for something better. Yeah, and this electrical power system is old. You know, it's old, so maybe there's new technology that we have not considered, which I think is USB, and charging these to run on USB ports. Whether you plug it into a laptop and charge your laptop battery, or you plug it into another, you know, portable battery pack, I think it's the way to go. I honestly do. And call me crazy, I don't know, but I'm going to figure it out. And I'll let you know. Have a nice day.